You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with founders and executives of Posterity Health, Dr. Barrett Cowan, Chief Medical Officer, and Pam Pure, Chief Executive Officer of Posterity Health, where males go to manage their fertility. It is the only digital male fertility platform that empowers you to learn about your fertility and take action right away. And thank you so much for the both of you joining us here today on the program.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
So to start things off, first, Dr. Cowan, tell us a little bit about Posterity Health and how it got started. That would be a great place to kick things off today.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Eric. Well, you know, as you discussed earlier, Posterity Health is really the only digital male fertility clinic out there. And I'm a male fertility specialist. I've been working in the field for a long time and realized that there was a tremendous need and to try to really get deliver care to the males who really needed care, and that women were really shouldering the burden of fertility care, where actually half the time when there's a fertility issue, it's due to a male problem. And so where our mission was to say, hey, we need to provide care to the males of all couples trying to conceive. And I saw it's just a tremendous need for male fertility care. And there's a huge problem with accessing expert male fertility care, and that of really a digital platform would really allow almost everyone to get access to such expert care.
Yeah, certainly do appreciate the brief overview. Thanks so much. Now, Pam, thanks for joining us as well. What is your service offering? Get into some of that. I'm sure that would be helpful.
No, great question. And we really have three different service offerings based on where a male or a couple is in their fertility journey. So for those just starting out, we allow the male to assess their fertility at home and really provide basic information about lifestyle, what couples can do to optimize their fertility status, and we even do an at-home semen analysis. For males with an abnormal semen analysis, we actually provide full care and treatment using telehealth technology. You know, most people are surprised to hear that 50% of men have an abnormal semen analysis. I think the good news is most of those men can experience an improvement in their sperm quality with care, whether it's medication, lifestyle changes, or in some cases, surgical procedures. In addition, we provide a whole suite of specialty services. We support males when they're experiencing recurrent pregnancy loss. The couple may be having multiple miscarriages. They may have failed IVF, and we can assess sperm quality to help determine if that's a contributing factor. We also provide cryopreservation services and a new and expanding product line to support the needs of the LGBTQ community. So we try to provide full service care to males who are going through the process of building a family.
Now back to you, Dr. Cowan. What sets this apart from other health tech companies out there in this space? Talk to us about that.
Well, remember that, you know, women have great access to care for fertility with their OBGYNs and reproductive endocrinologists at fertility centers, but males really have no place to go. And the problem is that fertility and infertility is a really highly stigmatized issue amongst males. You hear celebrity females talk about their fertility journeys on all kinds of media and People magazine and on talk shows, but no guys really talk about it. And the reason why is that it's highly stigmatized. And we're saying, hey, look, this isn't an issue of your virility or masculinity. This is a medical issue. And the problem is, in part, that access to care is so limited. There are only 200 male fertility specialists in the country, which obviously greatly limits access care. So our solution is to say, hey, let's do this from the privacy and comfort of your own home, where you can talk about these issues through telehealth, not have to go into a physician's office, not have to go into a clinic to give a semen sample. You can do all this care from home and have a really personalized, comfortable experience. And so really what we're saying is our solutions really make it possible to provide really truly equality in care and access to care for males. Because as I said, it was really women who have really shouldered the burden of the care. Ironically, by treating males, we're actually helping women, because the women no longer have to take care of all the issues with fertility. And remember, as Pam said, half the time infertility is due to a male factor.
Really some strong points made right there, and thanks for sharing those difference makers in the space. Today we're speaking with the founders and executives of Posterity Health, Dr. Barrett Cowan, Chief Medical Officer, and Pam Pure, Chief Executive Officer of Posterity Health, where males go to manage their fertility, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Pam, what advice do you have for other brands who are looking to resonate with or help consumers via teleplatform? That would be some interesting information.
Yeah, no, it's a tremendous growing field. And I think there are three things I would recommend, three things that we focus on is, number one, know what your patients really need. It's really critical to the design of our telehealth services to get out and talk to patients, to understand their questions, to understand their clinical needs, and really be able to design solutions that meet those needs. I think number two, we are a clinical care delivery company, and so providing the tools that our physicians need and creating an environment that allows the physician to build great relationships with their patients is really important to the physician and to the patient. And I think three is, we want to be able to provide the most cost-effective care for our patients. We want more males to be able to access and afford male fertility care. And so we look at the cost of our services and how to deliver them more cost-effectively through an at-home platform.
And of course, that certainly makes it most convenient as well. Now, Posterity Health has found a way to help solve a major need, as we've heard. What's next for the company? Anything that you'd like to share or make us aware of?
Yeah, there are a lot of companies out there that provide what we would call diagnostic works, where they do semen analysis testing or hormone testing at home. But what do patients do with it once they get those results? They just don't know. And so we're saying, hey, we have an option where we can actually provide care for these people and continue to provide care for these people. So we're going to continue developing what we call Project AIM, which means access and inclusion of the male partner. We'll take this program nationally, where we get the word out, we work with OBGYNs, we work with fertility centers, and we go direct to consumers to deliver the message that male fertility care is out there. We can help people considerably and really make it accessible.
Lastly, Pam, as the CEO, what have you learned about starting a business with your partner or starting a business together? I'm sure that would be some great information for those that fall into that category.
Yeah, well, that's probably one of the most exciting and biggest challenges is getting a new business off the ground. And, you know, in order to start a business with your partner, I think it really has to begin with a basic respect for each other's areas of expertise. You know, in this case, Barrett leads all clinical decision making, and I'm driving things on the business side. And that clarity of ownership and the fact that we implicitly trust each other's judgment really serves as the foundation for everything else. You know, on top of that, we have a clear plan. Here's what we need to do to be successful. We're both aligned around that clear plan. And we also have, you know, that practical understanding that the plan may change and that we're going to need to be ready to make the changes required. I think there's, you know, this clear recognition that we're really lucky to be able to do this together. We're appreciative of that opportunity. And we understand that we're both going to make mistakes, but we have this incredible opportunity to help people have children, to watch families grow, and to build something that will be endearing and impactful to people all across the country. And I think the other thing that we've learned is, you know, we're two people out leading the charge, but really what makes it happen is hiring great people and having a great team, because that's really what drives our growth. And, you know, starting this endeavor, we made a pledge that we were only going to work with talented people who shared our values, who believed in the culture that we were trying to create, and who really put patients first and quality clinical care on top, and really holding tight to that value system has really enabled us to build something special. So, you know, we're really growing. We're really supporting a lot of couples in their journey, and it's a very fulfilling opportunity for us as a result of that.
Certainly multiple takeaways from that response right there from a business perspective. Really do appreciate the both of you joining us here today on behalf of Posterity Health. Thanks for what you do in this space. If listeners wanted to get more information online on Posterity Health, where's the best place online to do so?
So you can reach us at posterityhealth.com and get more information about our products and services. And we hope everybody takes the opportunity to learn more. As Barrett mentioned, 1 out of 8 couples has trouble conceiving. And so providing support systems, help for friends, help for family, really makes this challenging time. It gives a couple an opportunity to feel more supportive as they go through this process. So posterityhealth.com.
Dr. Cowan and Pam, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Certainly was our pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you, Eric.
Eric, thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with the founders and executives of Posterity Health, Dr. Barrett Cowan, Chief Medical Officer, and Pam Pure, Chief Executive Officer of Posterity Health, where males go to manage their fertility. And for all the details, again, visit posterityhealth.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.